Welcome to the podcast Spotlight Yourself, your podcast to get visible in Helsinki, in Finland, or wherever you are in the world. I am Michaela, and by moving to Finland just on my own, I have found my self-confidence and courage to show myself and to speak up. That has definitely pushed my career to the next level, and now I want to help you to achieve the same, and I wish you a lot of fun with this episode. Hello and welcome to this new episode. I am here with a solo episode again, so no interview at this time, but today I would like to talk with you about the growth mindset and why success or becoming successful is a decision that you make yourself. And this fits very well with the interviews that you have heard in the latest episodes when I have interviewed these successful women in Helsinki who have mastered their career, who have successfully founded their own business, because this growth mindset is what they all have in common. So maybe you belong to the people who go to work every day, or nowadays who work in home office, and they sit every day at their dusty desk and think why they are doing what they are doing every day. Yes, it's quite okay. So I don't mind. I mean, what else should I expect more in my life? It's okay. I accept it like this. Or you might belong to the people, to the small share of the population that is wondering, hey, is that everything? Everything that I have today, is it all that I will reach in my life, or is there something more? Is there a next possibility to grow? And if yes, if this is your thinking as well, so I would say congratulations, you have that growth mindset. And that was really also what I believe, because I think otherwise you would not listen to such a podcast and you would not have been attracted by this title. So you have that growth mindset in contrast to a fixed mindset where you are okay that everything stays as it is, that kind of attitude like, yeah, better not changing anything because it could go worse, or you would belong to the people who even they talk about a lot of things, they complain about a lot of things, they are unsatisfied with certain circumstances, but they are not doing anything. They are talking, they are speaking about it, but they are not taking action. And there are so many people, and maybe you know those kind of people as well, who are looking on the success of others. And then there come comments like, oh, I could do that as well. Or if I would take the time, then for sure, believe me, I would reach that as well. Yes, for sure. But they don't do it, right? They are just talking about it. But growth and success, they don't come if you are just talking about it. I mean, you have to take action. You have to decide to do something, to move forward, to go that step out of your comfort zone, to do something that maybe you have never ever done before. Because this is why success is a decision. It starts with your decision, it starts with your mindset, and it starts with your willingness to go that one first step. Because success is nothing that randomly knocks on your door while you are sitting on the couch and watch Netflix, or in front of your computer and doing the work that you do every day. So nobody will just step by at your place, ring the doorbell and say to you, congratulations, this is your prize, or this is your next job, this is your promotion, or here are 100,000 euros for your bank account. And I am not saying that I'm just linking success to these kind of things. So I think every one of us has an own image what success is. And yes, that can be a job, it can be money, it can be winning a prize, but it can also be having a fulfilling relationship, building a house, travel to a certain place, experiencing an adventure, or just helping people, supporting people. But if you, and whatever that is, if you don't make a decision for yourself to try to reach that, then nothing will happen. Because whatever you would like to reach, if you try it out, so yes, there is the possibility that you will fail, and even that it can hurt you in a terrible way, that you can be exposed to pain, that it can be embarrassing, that you can experience fear or really inconvenient situations. So there is the possibility that you try and it cannot work out at all. But at the same time, there is the chance that you can succeed, even if some cases that chance might not look that big. But there is always the chance that you will learn something. Whereas if you don't try it out, the likelihood that you do not have success is 100%. And I would like to share a personal story here with you, exactly about this. Because I am a member of a Toastmasters club here in Helsinki that is called the Study Talkers. And this club is for people who are doing public speaking as a hobby. So we meet twice a month to give speeches, to give feedback to each other. We are all these like-minded people who like it to go to a stage to speak in front of others who want to improve their speaking capabilities, in front of others who want to improve their leadership skills. And some people in this club are very experienced or others are beginners. And I also joined myself just this summer to this club. And at the end of September, we had a contest in this club about giving an improvised speech. So improvised speech means that you have no idea what the topic will be. You go to the stage, the topic is in that moment announced to you when you are on the stage. You hear that for the very first time, then you have 10 seconds or around 10 seconds to think about it. And then you have to give a speech that is around 1 to 2 minutes long. And of course, it should be a good speech. It's a contest. But as you don't know the topic before, you cannot really prepare for that. You're somehow giving away the control. So it means everything can happen. The topic can be whatever. And you can be on a stage and it can happen that you have no idea what to say. So it can get very embarrassing if the topic is not suiting you at all, because then you stand there on that stage, everyone is looking at you and you just stutter some unreasonable sentences that come to your mind that somehow could fit to this topic, but they don't make sense at all. Yeah, and everyone is looking at you, and that 1 minute that you have to talk can feel like 1 hour or a moment that stays forever. So, I mean, if you don't want to have such an embarrassing moment in your life, if you want to avoid that, then the option is clear, then don't participate in such a contest. But On the other hand, it's a contest. It's a competition. So there is something to win as all. There is a chance for success. And when I heard about this contest for the first time, I thought like, okay, that sounds cool. I would like to try it. And of course, it is as usual that whenever you hear about a challenge that is still quite far away, you can get very enthusiastic about it. You're getting motivated. You look forward to it. You can have that thinking of, okay, yes, that sounds like a cool opportunity. So let's do that. So I signed up for this contest. And of course, I looked forward to it. But at the same time, I knew there is nothing that I can prepare. I am really giving away the control. It will be a surprise what the topic is. I don't have any influence about it. I just have to go there and see what happens. And then just trying to give my best and pray that I will have a cool idea, or at least a reasonable idea that I can deliver an okayish or even good speech during this 1 or 2 minutes that I have to be there on the stage. And I can tell you, the last minutes before I went to the stage, so when the contest started, I sat there waiting that it is my turn to go to the stage, and I felt like throwing up. I mean, because I was so nervous. I was really asking, like, what the hell am I doing here? So I have no idea what is going to happen. That can be, the next minutes can get completely embarrassing. And then it was my turn. And I went to the stage, super excited, super nervous, like really with shaking hands. And I thought, okay, hopefully my voice is just not shaking too much when I'm starting to talk. And I heard that topic. And I was just very lucky because I had some ideas coming to my mind. So I had these 10 seconds where I could somehow sort these thoughts and ideas in my head. And then I just started talking. So I did it. I felt this minute or even the 2 minutes. I felt quite good in between. I then had the feeling like, yeah, okay, this is going well. I am talking something reasonable here. And then of course, when that is over, all the tension and all the excitement drops from you. And then first you have that relaxing and releasing feeling of, okay, now you did it. It was not as bad as you would have imagined it. It was going quite well. Just be proud of yourself. You have done it. And then just a couple of minutes later, at the end, there came the surprising result that I had won the contest. I mean, I did not hear the other speakers because that was the concept of this contest. If you have to talk about a random topic, you don't hear the others, that everyone has the same conditions. I had no idea how good the others were, but obviously what I had done, it was quite well. And so all the excitement, all the whole investment of pushing myself out of my comfort zone and taking the risk that it can get completely embarrassing, that I could stand there on the stage and just stuttering something completely stupid, taking that risk at the end was worth it because I was rewarded with the first prize. So was it worth the nervousness, that feeling of throwing up, that risk of failing? Definitely yes. And even if I would not have won the prize, just the fact that I felt so proud of myself that I have done it, that I have pushed myself out of my comfort zone, that I tried it, and that I saw at the end, okay, I have done that. I am able to do this. I have survived this moment and it was not as bad as I would have imagined. That was also a really, really valuable learning experience. So both this learning experience and of course the success of winning the first prize here, would I have reached it if I would have wanted to avoid all of these bad feelings? So no, definitely not. And just for the case that you are now getting curious what this Toastmasters Club actually is, where I have participated in this contest, what this Table Topics contest is, if you would be curious or if you would like to feel a bit challenged to try this out yourself, because maybe you have exactly this feeling of, yes, actually I should also push myself out of my own comfort zone. I should do something like this. I should go to the stage, although I am not prepared, and I should just try it out and be brave. So we are meeting in the Study Talkers Toastmasters Club every second week on Mondays. We have this Table Topics challenge there every week. Also, guests can participate. And if you would be interested, if you want to have a look, I will put you the website of our club in the show notes. But in any case, no matter if you feel curious now to try out improvised speaking, or if it's something else where you have the feeling, yes, this is a challenge in my life, I really hope that you are brave as well to make these own experiences for yourself. Because there can be downs, there can be failures, but if you go through a valley, then you also can develop the momentum to climb the next mountain and to reach your next high, to reach your next success and to grow within that. And this is the growth mindset. And if you want to develop your growth mindset, I would be happy to support you on this way. So if you want to know what are your possibilities to grow, how can you get more confident to reach your targets, then please reach out to me. We can have a 30 minutes free consultation together to see how I can help you and how we can work together in the future. You can find all my contact details in the show notes of this podcast. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you have found some new inspirations, and I would be really happy to connect with you via my website michaela-kettner.coach or via social media to hear some feedback from you to this podcast and also what your current challenges are, how you want to become more visible. You can find me on Instagram under michaela.kettner.fi and also on LinkedIn. And no worries, if you find it challenging to spell my German name, you will find all my contact details in the show notes of this podcast. So I wish you a nice rest of the day, get visible and stay tuned. Bye bye.